Listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from not the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA, as usual, but we're still on the road, yes, almost to Indiana. We're here in Missouri, and we have a few hours to go, but had to get in to do the radio tonight, so we stopped at the local motel. And going to spend the night here and get some rest and go in early in the morning, greet all of my wife's family, and hopefully have a good Saturday with them. And there, get unpacked, of course. We got everything we can carry with us to last a couple months down here in Indiana. And so we're well on our way, and we're praising the Lord that today we had another great weather day, just wonderful weather today, mostly sunny the whole day. And it has been an incredible trip, folks. As I told you yesterday, we had to go out and spend a lot of money to get studded tires because we were expecting to have a normal fall trip through the great Rocky Mountains of Montana, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and so forth. And we had a very unusual fall where there was usually 2 to 3 foot of snow. There was no snow at all in warm, beautiful weather. We did run into a little snow getting out of Idaho and up into Montana for about 15, 20 minutes to a half hour. And that was it. We had a little rain, and but it's been just dry and clear, pretty much. Maybe a little clouds here and there. A few chemtrails here and there over across the country. But the Lord just blessed us with a wonderful weather trip. And so we're just praising the Lord that today we're here and had no big problems. Both our doggies, by the way, that got sick on the trip, are now doing pretty good. Matter of fact, my little male Yorkie is laying over here in the bed behind me, snoring. He's about a 5-pound attack Yorkie. You can imagine a 5-pound attack Yorkie. Well, he's laying on the bed snoring up a law, just snoring up a tune. So all is well here with my dear bride, Angela, and myself, and we'll be right back to get into a few things with you tonight on this Friday night on the Officer Jack McLam program. We'll be right back.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. This is that old cop Jack McLam, retired here. In this motel room with my bride, and we're heading down to Indiana for her to finish up her cancer treatment. And we once again want to say thank you for all your prayers. We've just had a marvelous trip. She's been a little ill, a little tired, but it's been good. It's been a blessing. We've had no real problems, and the Lord just have seen us through, and we thank you for your prayers. Well, folks, we have a military and police program here, and sometimes we even deal with military and police things on this program. And tonight I want to deal with a new organization that's been started up called Operation Stevens Touch. Now, it is an unusual organization because it was started by a lady who lost a loved one in the war, all right? And on Veterans Day, our nation remembers the sacrifices made by the men and women of our military. Veterans Day is coming up here pretty soon in November. A Texas-based ministry, this new one, Operation Stevens Touch, is hoping to use this time to also remind us of the ongoing sacrifices made by military spouses, parents, and siblings, many of whom quietly suffer from emotional stress as their husbands, daughters, sons, wives are off fighting for the New World Order, these international crime families that control our nations. After her husband's death, Marilyn Peterson realized that talking candidly about her feelings to a trained listener would have sufficiently helped her through the grieving process she went through. In 2004, she founded Operation Stephen's Touch to help family members grieving the loss of a military man or woman who died in the service of these international crime families. The group puts military family members in touch with a compassionate person in their community who is trained to listen. In 2005, Operation Stephen Touch expanded to pair the listener with any family member who needs help in dealing with separation due to military service. Stephen ministers are laypersons trained to listen to people in crisis who want a neutral confidant. About 8,000 churches nationwide, representing 100 denominations, use Stephen Ministries. Ms. Peterson states all family members have a tough job on the home front during a loved one's absence in these wars. Sometimes talking about their emotions to a neutral, compassionate listener gives them the strength they need to take care of themselves and others who rely on them. This Veterans Day, as we remember the sacrifices made by our men and women in our military, we also want to remind the nation of the ongoing sacrifices made by military spouses, parents, and siblings, and offer them the help and compassion of listening to them. This is a very good idea, folks. Very good idea. We should listen more than talk to our brothers and sisters, spouses, parents, relatives, friends who have somebody over across the oceans fighting these wars for oil and wars for Israel and wars for everything but benefiting the American people in any way. They need to talk. The missus here, that Miss Peterson, says, if you know a spouse, adult siblings, or parent of service members overseas or of family members grieving the death of a service member, please encourage them to contact Operation Stephen's Touch. Now, am I saying this right? Is it Stephen or Stephen? I don't know. S-T-E-P-H-E-N is the name. Stephen's. Is it Stephen's Touch? I don't know. Operation S-T-E-P-H-E-N, apostrophe S, Touch. Three words, Operation Stephen's Touch. Maybe it's Stephen. But anyway, that is a very important ministry. I think it's a good thing. My wife, Angie, who's a 22-year military veteran, very sick at this time, from the Gulf War syndrome, and also now from cancer, but she thinks it's a wonderful thing too because she's been away on these in these wars, Bosnia, first Gulf War, and a number of other places, Saudi Arabia, and other places over the 22 years. But I think it's good for our community. If none is available locally for you listeners out there that have somebody that is away or a relative or friend that just needs to talk to somebody, this can be arranged by telephone, okay? And here's how you reach this, on the line or by phone, okay? If you have somebody, call up Operation Stephen's Touch or Stephen's Touch, whatever you say, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, apostrophe S, Touch. And that is www.stephens, as in Sierra, touch, one word, Stephen Touch, okay, www.stephentouch.org. Or, if you don't have a computer, you can easily call 888 area code 408-6824. That's 888-408-6824. And we want to thank Ms. Peterson for putting that together. My wife thinks it's a wonderful idea, and I do too. I remember when I was in the war during the Vietnam War, it would have been wonderful to have this type of a thing for wives and husbands, if their wives are away, or husbands or wives when their husbands are away, or your son or daughter, or any relative or good friend, to have somebody to talk to. So thank you, Marilyn Peterson, for that. Good idea. And, my attack Yorkies are attacking or trying to attack something through the door. I don't know what's on the other side of that door, but I don't think I'm going to find out. I think I'll just stay right where I am here on the phone, not worry about what's on the other side of that door. Okay, let my doggies worry about it. Folks, years ago, I had heard about the history of the song that is played by a bugle when one of our brothers and sisters die and are at the funeral. It's called Taps, all right? And I was very impressed years ago when I found out it's the song that gave me a lump in my throat and usually brought tears to my eyes, as it does to most of us. I wasn't aware that there's a story behind the song. And today we're hearing Taps played a lot across this nation because a lot of our brothers and sisters are dying in these wars for these international crime families as we attack other nations and set up these puppet governments and put them under control of these international bandits like the Bush crime family, the Sharon crime family in Israel, and Tony Blair crime family, and all these top leaders of these nations that are literally criminals. And so there's a lot of Taps being played, a lot of this song. And so I want to share with you what I learned years ago, and it just came back up to me. I just received a copy of it, and it reminded me that it's really good to know about how this song, Taps, that is played at these funerals that sadly too many of us have been to and more of us are going to go to in the future for our soldiers that come back dead and have to be, we have to have funerals for them. So in 1862, during the Civil War, an Army captain, Captain Robert Ellicombe, was with his men near Harrison's Landing in Virginia. The Confederate Army was on the other side of the narrow strip of land away from them. During the night, Captain Ellicombe heard the moans of a soldier who lay severely wounded on the field. It was dark out there, and he couldn't see who it was, but he could hear a soldier moaning and sounded very much near death. Not knowing, the captain didn't know if it was a Union soldier or Confederate soldier. But the captain decided to risk his life and bring the stricken man back for medical attention. Crawling across the field on his stomach through the gunfire, the captain reached the stricken soldier and began pulling him back towards his encampment. When the captain finally reached his own lines, he discovered it was actually a Confederate soldier, not a Union soldier, but the soldier was dead. He passed away on the trip of him hauling him back over the rocks in the dirt. The following morning, brokenhearted, wait a minute here, let's see. Yes, he had passed away, and well, I lost my place. I lost my other sheet here, folks. Luckily, we have a break. I'll find it. I'll be right back after this break and share the rest of this story with you, okay? Very, very good story. And so we left it here where the captain had brought the dead Confederate soldier back to his lines. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Most of you know that this program represents two police and military associations up there at our headquarters in Idaho County, Idaho. And we're very concerned about what's going on with our soldiers and law enforcement, too, in America today, where we're losing our freedoms and more freedoms are being taken away from the American people. So here in a minute, I want to talk to you about the Posse Comitatus. A scary word. We've been taught that that's a very evil word, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But let's get back to our TAPS now. TAPS is very important because it's played at all the funerals of our loved ones and friends who have been struck down in war. And by the way, also in law enforcement, almost every funeral I've been to in law enforcement, they've played TAPS. So the story behind it is really important, we believe. So anyway, Captain Ellie Combe had crawled on his belly after hearing the stricken soldier moaning and moaning during the night and risk his life to pull him back to his encampment. And the captain found out that he was a Confederate soldier, not a Union soldier like himself, but the soldier had passed away. He was dead. The captain lit a lantern and suddenly caught his breath and went numb with shock. In the dim light, he saw the face of the soldier. It was his own son. The boy, Captain Ellicombe believed was studying music in the South. This is what he was doing when the war broke out. Without telling his father, the boy enlisted in the Confederate Army, and now he lay dead at his feet. The following morning, broken-hearted, Captain Ellicombe, the father, asked permission of his superiors to give his son a full military burial, despite his enemy status. His request was only partially granted. The captain had asked if he could have a group of Army band members play a funeral dirge for his son at the funeral. The request was turned down, since the soldier was a Confederate Army soldier. But out of respect for the father, they did say that they could give him only one musician. Well, the captain thought about it and chose a bugler. He asked the bugler to play a series of musical notes that he had found on a piece of paper in the pocket of his dead son's uniform. The wish was granted. The haunting melody that we hear called Taps Today is those notes, folks, those musical notes that were found on a piece of paper in the pocket of his son. And there's words to these notes, and most of us don't know that, but there truly is. Now, I'm not a singer, and I'm not going to try to sing these words to you, but I'm going to read them to you. And this is where Taps came from, out of the pocket of this young Confederate soldier who perished in the war, brother against brother in this war here in America, called the war between the states here. The Southern people call it the war of Northern aggression against the South, something like that. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. And here's what those words are to the sounds played at the funeral. It's a haunting melody, and it's used at all the funerals, military funerals. And the words are these. Day is gone, gone the sun. From the lakes, from the hills, from the sky, all is well. Safely rest. God is nigh. Fading light dims the sight, and a star gems the sky. Gleaming bright from afar, drawing nigh, falls the night. Thanks and praise for our days. Neath the sun, neath the stars, neath the sky. As we go, this we know. God is nigh. Been nice if that would have been played behind me as I spoke those words, and you probably would have enjoyed it more because I'm not much of a poem reader. But interesting, very profound words in this young fellow, a young musician that was struck down in his young years. We hope and pray that we do not see another civil war in this country, where we will have the best in the private sector in America that I know, literally hundreds of thousands of across this land. There's so many wonderful, patriotic Americans in the private sector that pray as I do every day that one day we will not have to raise arms against our own nation and spill the blood of wonderful, dedicated police officers and soldiers who are our relatives, friends, and associates in this land. But today could happen. And so I just wanted to share Taps with you and make you realize that when you hear that song at these funerals, that there's more behind it than just that haunting melody of the music, the Taps. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program and on to Posse Comitatus. Do you know what it is? We'll be back and explain it to you in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Okay, folks, we're back here. This is that old cop, Jack McLam. And I want to talk about posse comitatus for a couple minutes here because it is such an important part of county government, and I say that lightly. It's the posse comitatus is not government, but it's an important part of government in this way. It is the power of the people in the county. Now, we should remember that in America, the kings and queens, the royalty, the sovereigns in this land are the people themselves. We don't have a ruling elite, but we're not supposed to, okay? We've got kings and queens over us there, but we're not supposed to. And it's supposed to be that the people are sovereign in this land. That's changed because the people's rolled over and played dead cockroaches, Colonel Bogright say, and just won't stand up and whenever they have their rights being removed, even small fragments of their rights. The Founding Fathers said you're supposed to stand up and be a belligerent claimant and redress your grievances nonviolently with your government when the first right is taken away from you, or the first portion of a constitutionally protected right is taken from you. And one thing that is being dismissed under a horrible stench is posse comitatus. Posse comitatus is a very important part of the system we're supposed to be under in this nation. So let me share a little bit with you. The sheriff is supposed to be able to utilize the posse comitatus, but most of our sheriffs in the land don't even know what it is. And that's why we've included this portion of posse comitatus in this sheriff's publication we're just printing up. And this week, I'm sure that we received it back from the printer. And it is available here probably next week for you to receive copies of this sheriff publication, our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, special edition on four sheriffs. And we've included in that sheriff's edition knowledge about the posse comitatus so that the sheriff knows about it and can utilize it and also protect posse comitatus. And the sheriff usually has no idea what that is, so we've included this in there. Let me share it with you folks. Every sheriff should know about posse comitatus. It is as much to do with your jurisdiction and powers in time of crisis. You sheriffs out there I'm talking to. Posse comitatus is a Latin term meaning power of the county or power of the people. Black's Law Dictionary defines it as the power or force of the county. The entire population of a county above the age of 15, which a sheriff may summons to his assistance in certain cases as to aid him in keeping the peace, in pursuing and arresting felons, etc. Now, that's right out of Black's Law Dictionary that the lawyers use, okay? So it's a good thing. But over the years, the government has tried to make it sound like it's a very, very evil organization or entity, okay? It is not. Besides the old English common law, of which the Black Law Dictionary was probably the prime proponent of, Americans catch a whiff of the Old West in the concept of posse comitatus. Sheriffs in real history probably didn't gather a posse to go after bad guys as often as happened in Hollywood movies, but yet it did happen. The idea that every able-bodied person is ultimately responsible for keeping the peace, that is not solely the task of designated professionals that we hire, like sheriffs and police officers and so forth, especially when something approaching a crisis is imminent. This is a part of our heritage as Americans, posse comitatus is. It is the bedrock of Republican liberty, not just in America, but wherever it has been reasonably successful. You know, folks, we also called this the militia back during the time of the founding of this nation. It was the militia. It was the people themselves, the posse comitatus, the power of the county, that got together. And interesting also, in addition, was the ministers, the Black Brigade, the ministers in the churches that wore those black robes and got up in front of the people back before the Revolutionary War, who led the people to go get their muskets and ball and to muster out on the green and march as a militia with the preacher at the forefront. And this was the posse comitatus, the power of the county, and this is what took down the British in much of their attack on America. It wasn't the army as much, you know, the army-trained army members. It was the militia that came out and fought. And, of course, it was the militia that joined the army. They came out with their squirrel guns and their rifles, and they went into the military. But that was the people themselves, the posse comitatus that was brought in and who actually won the Revolutionary War. The posse comitatus law was passed in 1878, both in response to some of the abuses committed by federal troops during the Reconstruction period in the South after the Civil War, and more specifically, after many suspected that federal troops influenced the election of 1876, in which Rutherford B. Hayes was chosen by the Electoral College, and federal troops ran some polling places in the South, if you can believe that. Federal troops came in to run the polling places. That's what George Bush would like to do today. And his international crime buddies. Specifically, Rutherford B. Hayes won the disputed electoral votes of South Carolina, Louisiana, and Florida, states which the president, U.S. Grant, had sent troops as a posse comitatus by federal marshals at the polls if deemed necessary. Now, I've read some about that election, but didn't have a settled view as to whether it was really stolen or not, that election. But the use of federal troops in an election, the most central event in any republic, this Republican nation, our republic system here, constitutional republic, bothered even many in Congress who didn't think it was stolen or perhaps welcomed the theft. But anyway, the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 was revised in 1956, and the revision reads as follows. Whoever, except in cases and under circumstances expressly authorized by the Constitution or Act of Congress, willfully uses any part of the Army or armed forces as a posse comitatus, in other words, taking over the power of the people, ruling over the power of the people is what they're talking about here, or otherwise to execute the laws, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for not more than 2 years or both. The regulation by the Department of Defense includes the Navy and the Marines as bound by the Posse Comitatus Act today. The Coast Guard, which until the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, folks, was under the Department of Transportation, has always had some domestic law enforcement responsibilities, even though it has some quasi-military functions as well. We're talking about the Coast Guard here. No military law enforcement needed in America, folks. What the Act does is ensure that the military is not used for domestic law enforcement. This is an important safeguard for individual liberties and citizens' rights. Very important that we don't allow the military to come in and take over law enforcement, like George Bush is going to do. He says during the next crisis, and he's building up one, this bird flu, which we've already been told by Dr. Horowitz, Lenny Horowitz, that they've created this bird flu as a farce. And they're creating an hysteria to get you to go down and line up and take the serum that they're going to shoot into your bodies. And the bad stuff is in the inoculation. Do not take it. Do not be tricked, he said. So, anyway, but George W. Bush says that he's going to call in the military to take over during a national crisis if they have one. And, of course, they're promoting the bird flu right now. Okay, so anyway, when military forces are used to enforce domestic laws on citizens, the danger of a military or military-dominated dictatorship is not necessarily inevitable. It is a constant danger, matter of fact. The fact that the law was passed, the Posse Comitatus Act was passed in 1878, does not necessarily mean that it was only then that U.S. citizens abruptly discovered the potential dangers of military domination. The attitude of the colonists, even, who eventually broke away from Great Britain, were profoundly influenced by the fact that the British quartered their troops forcefully in the homes of the private citizens here in the USA, and that the military often operated independently of civilian authorities. The Declaration of Independence also attacked the very idea of keeping a standing army in the time of peace. Now you can see why, folks, that the military, that the founding fathers did not want us to have a standing military, standing army, standing Marines, standing Air Force, standing anything, standing Navy, because we, I've always heard, and it is absolutely true, that if you have the equipment, if you have the men, you're going to use them. You're going to find some way to use them. And these international crime families have used them over and over again for their own benefit, not for America, in all the wars that we've fought since the Revolutionary War in America. And they're doing it today, again, because we have a standing army, Marines, and so forth. And so we're in 140 different nations today, enforcing this new world order on the people of those nations. Okay, that's why the founding fathers did not want, and even stated in the Declaration of Independence, that we do not want to have a standing army or military in times of peace. Different missions there is, folks, for the military and the police. I hope you understand there's different missions for these groups of people. All this makes sense in a government of laws. Military people, as any of them will be pleased to inform you, are trained to kill people and break things. Don't you remember that from your military days, folks? Yes. Kill people and break things. Within the confines of strategy and tactics, that's how you win wars. You kill people and break things. Civilian law enforcement officers, on the other hand, are expected not only to go after the bad guys, but to remember that the latter are to be considered innocent until proven guilty. Rights must be respected even of the bad guys out there because they're innocent until proven guilty, including those listed in the Miranda warnings that have been added since the Posse Comitatus Act was passed. Now, these are two different kinds of jobs, as you can see, folks, the military and law enforcement. Both difficult with their own subtleties, but decidedly different. Posse Comitatus, as I said, is a Latin phrase that sounds obscure to most people, so it might not seem like a big thing to amend the act to make it easier to deploy the military in essentially civilian duties here in the United States on the streets of America. But, folks, it is a very big thing. It behooves those of us who prefer that this country not be governed too much like a banana republic to appreciate the Posse Comitatus Act, communicate its importance to others, and be on the alert for more concrete efforts that are going on right now to have it changed. Bush wants to have it changed. You know, Posse Comitatus Act says you cannot use the military on the American people. Well, he's already done it, and he plans to do it again. Well, he's violating the Posse Comitatus Act, the law. And we should be making noise about this. We should not sit back and just let him do these things. But, of course, our education is lacking because a lot of people don't even know what the Posse Comitatus Act is or why it was even passed into law. Well, in closing, we want to say that our sheriff's publication is very important, folks, that we peace officer volunteers here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter hope that we have shared with our sheriffs in this publication vital information, some of which the sheriff is probably not aware, and some of which may prove helpful in the sheriff's future decision-making on behalf of his own family and other families in the communities which he serves, including your family out there, folks. We would like to hear from your sheriff. But the only way we can really do it, folks, is if you'll get a copy of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, the one on sheriffs, that's now available for delivery to you, sending out to you. Get a hold of us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, or our headquarters up there in Idaho, and send us a couple bucks, We ask for a $3 donation, and we'll send you out a copy of this publication, and you'll be just absolutely astounded at what is in that that your sheriff should know. And most of the sheriffs in the nation don't know. There's a part on jury rigging by the judge and the prosecutor in your county, rigging the jury. Very important for your sheriff to know of how the judge and the prosecutor violate the law all the time by rigging the jury. Jury manipulation, the minds of the jury, so the jury will come out with the decisions that the judge and the prosecutor want. Both government agents, by the way, the judge is a government agent and the prosecutor is a government agent. So when we get back, I hope you'll have a pencil and paper, and I'll give out the address so that you can write to us and get a very important copy of this sheriff's publication and get it in the hands of your local sheriff. Also, don't forget, get it in the hands of your local county commissioners, too, because if your sheriff begins to do what he or she should, they might think they've gone over the hill. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Officer Jack McGlam program, folks. You know, we officers and military people and private citizens that help us out spend hundreds of thousands, or let's say thousands of hours a year researching, studying, and in order to be able to send out dependable resources for our fellow peace officers and soldiers out there, sheriffs, on political and social issues, matters of law, etc. And all of these have a great bearing on our professions and on the lives of our own families and those we serve. So please, folks, get a copy of this publication and find out what we do at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues for you and your family. Reaching into the hearts and minds of our police and soldiers is critical today, that they understand they're supposed to serve and protect the American people, not serve and protect the system from the American people as they do today. So please write to us here at Aid and Abet or up at the headquarters. I'm not there right now. But here's that address, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Much easier to pull out an envelope and just put, instead of writing out all of that, put a capital A, the little and sign, a little squiggly and sign, and another capital A. So on your envelope, you'll have A and A. Very simple. And then put the address, which is HC 11, like Hotel Charlie 11, HC 11, Box 357, Kamiah, Kamiah, Idaho, 83536. Once again, that's HC 11, Box 357, Kamiah, Kamiah, Idaho, 83536. We'll be happy to send this out to you. That's what we do as volunteers here at our two police and military associations, is try to educate our brothers and sisters in uniform who have a great bearing on all of our lives at this time, but will have a much greater bearing on our lives in the days ahead. So, anyway, folks, if you can afford to put $3 in the envelope, please don't write a check. Just put $3 cash in the envelope, send it in. That'll help us pay for sending that out to you, paying the postage, and paying for the printing of the publication. But we'd be happy to put a copy of this very critical sheriff's publication in your hands that you need to get into the hands of your local sheriff, okay, so that he or she will know what their duties, responsibilities, and jurisdiction is, especially when the feds come to town, so that we don't have another Waco or Ruby Ridge in your community, okay? Because we certainly can have those events occur in your community if the sheriff doesn't know what their jury or what their jurisdiction is and their powers and duties. Well, folks, we're about out of time here, it looks like, and I'm sorry to our listener out there that called in. I wanted to get through that Posse Comitatus information and make you aware of our sheriff's publication that's ready to be mailed out to your sheriff or to you to hand carry, or we can actually mail it out to your sheriff if you'll send the address to us, and we'll put a cover letter in there from our police and military association right to your sheriff, okay, from us. Okay, folks, God bless all of you out there. Hope you have a great weekend, and thank you for your prayers for my wife and I's trip down to Indiana. Monday we should be established at a place where I can do the regular broadcast again, is my hope. And I just want you to know my wife and I truly do love you, America. We truly do. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.